And here is the Vegas Almanac for today, the 10th of May, 2025. It's the birthday of Berrute Galdikas, born on this day in 1946. Berrute Galdikas is a Lithuanian-Canadian anthropologist, primatologist, conservationist, ethologist, and author. She is a professor at Simon Fraser University. In the field of primatology, Galdikas is recognized as a leading authority on orangutans. Prior to her field study of orangutans, scientists knew little about the species. In 1971, Galdikas arrived in one of the world's last wild places, Indonesian Borneo. There were no telephones, roads, electricity, television, or regular mail service at the time. Before she left the U.S., she was told by her professors and others that it couldn't be done. She wouldn't be able to study orangutans in the wild. They were too elusive and wary, living almost entirely in deep swamps. Before long, however, her hard work and determination had paid off. She set up Camp Leakey, named after her mentor, and began documenting the ecology and behavior of the wild orangutans. 4 years later, she wrote the cover article for National Geographic magazine, bringing orangutans widespread international public attention for the first time. Dr. Galdikas has lectured extensively on the orangutans and their tropical rainforest habitat to thousands of people and numerous institutions in Indonesia and throughout the world. Her dedication not only to understand the nature of the orangutan, but also to preserve the creature's rapidly diminishing natural habitat extends to the people, culture, and environment as well. After 40 years, Galdikas has conducted the longest continuous study by one principal investigator of any wild mammal in the world. Galdikas was the first to document the long orangutan birth interval, which averaged 7.7 years. She recorded over 400 types of food consumed by orangutans, providing unprecedented detail about orangutan ecology. She also helped elucidate the nature of orangutans' social organization and mating systems. The term trimates refers to the three primatologists, Jane Goodall, Diane Fossey, and Berrute Galdikas, who were chosen by Louis Leakey to study primates in their natural habitats. Goodall studied chimpanzees, Fossey studied gorillas, and Galdikas studied orangutans. They are known for revolutionizing primatology and inspiring future generations of women in science. Dr. Galdikas publicly condemned National Institutes of Health experimenter Elizabeth Murray's painful, traumatizing, deadly experiments on monkeys. In these experiments, monkeys are harmed, kept in totally barren environments, tortured with surgically and chemically inflicted brain lesions to see how they react to threats, such as rubber snakes, writes Galdikas. The world has marched on and left unimaginative, repetitive studies of no particular value like these behind in the dust. The publication of Animal Theologians, edited by Andrew and Claire Lindsay, was on this day in 2023. Many people who have thought about God have not thought about animals or about the relationship between the two. But among those who have are some of the most celebrated religious thinkers, including Michel de Montaigne, Thomas Tryon, John Wesley, John Ruskin, Leo Tolstoy, Mohandas Gandhi, Albert Schweitzer, and Paul Tillich. This volume comprises 24 scholarly studies that detail challenges to the dominant anthropocentrism of most religious traditions. The editors have brought together Jewish, Unitarian, Christian, Transcendentalist, Muslim, Hindu, dissenting, deist, and Quaker voices, each offering a unique theological perspective that counters the neglect of the non-human. Animal Theologians is divided into three parts, starting with the pioneers who first saw a relationship between animals and divinity, those who contributed to the expansion of social sensibility to animals, and ending with the work of contemporary theologians. The essays in this volume use contextual and historical background to describe what led animal theologians to their beliefs, and then pave the way for further developments in this expanding field. And here's a quote from the introduction of Animal Theologians. The question might not be unreasonably asked, why should the theologic be concerned with animals? Rather obviously, if God is by definition the creator of all things, it follows that animals are fellow creatures. Humans are not God. It follows that we do not own other creatures and they do not belong to us. It also necessarily follows that their worth and value to God is an entirely separate thing from their worth and value to human beings. It is difficult to imagine that God would create millions of species but care for only one of them. A quote from Animal Theologians. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder that God cares about animals.